This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is ending a tax break for business lunches and replacing it with a tax break for small retail food companies and family farms. State lawmakers argue the business food write-off generally benefits large companies, and they'd rather use their tax powers to support smaller food producers. The new tax credit can be used on qualifying equipment purchases. Its total value is capped at $10 million a year. State health authorities say ozone pollution across the Front Range could be unhealthy today for people who are sensitive or those with medical conditions. The alert covers much of the Front Range corridor, from Douglas County north to Larimer and Weld counties. The most concentrated ozone is expected this afternoon and evening in western portions of the Denver Metro. It is election day for the city of Denver. Voters will head to the polls today for the mayoral runoff between Mike Johnston and Kelly Broff, as well as some city council races. You must be standing in line to vote or have turned in your ballot by 7 p.m. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't have to worry about losing his position anytime soon. That's according to Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck. Still, Buck told CNN that McCarthy will have to rebuild ties with the conservative wing of the Republican caucus after reaching an agreement with President Biden to suspend the debt ceiling.
I do know that Speaker McCarthy has credibility issues. He promised when he was running for Speaker that we would use the 2022 baseline numbers as the appropriation numbers for this year, and then went back on that promise.
Buck says many want to see more responsible spending going forward. This is CPR News and KRCC. And like I said, Election Day in Denver is today, so please, if you haven't voted already and you plan to, get that done before 7. And at 7, tune in here because we will have live special coverage on the results tonight.